Palmetto Mornings on WRHI.
And good morning, 51 degrees, 11 minutes after 8 o'clock right here on Palmetto Mornings on WRHI FM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports. I'm Patty Mercer.
And I'm Lucas McFadden. Hello to our AM 1340 listeners, those also listening on the free WRHI app, those also watching us on Caporium Cable Channel 103 and Facebook Live. I think we got everything covered, right?
I think we got it covered. We are rolling.
Oh, that's a good
segue. Yeah.
Well, they pay you the big bucks around here.
Yeah. So what am I talking about when I say rolling and basketball?
Oh, we're talking about the Charlotte Rolling Hornets Queen City Wheelchair Basketball Tournament. They will be in town this weekend at Winthrop University's West Center. We have Brian Jones from Rock Hill PRT joining us, as well as Andy Clinton from Visit York County. And guys, good morning to you. And boy, what a great tournament to get for our great city.
Good morning. Yeah, we're extremely excited about having this event. It's a new event. It's something different. With the new indoor facility coming on board, hopefully here in the next few months, we're beginning to see more and more basketball and volleyball come into the area. So it's unique to have something like wheelchair basketball, and they're all youth teams, 19 teams coming from across the country. So, yeah, extremely excited.
And the age of the players when you say youth?
Yeah, it's all middle school and high school.
Cool.
And these teams are, you know, some of the best teams in the country. So it's great that these teams are then moving on to nationals. Brian actually attended the nationals in Chicago, and they're in Wichita this year. So something to keep an eye out on, hopefully, in the next few years. So you never know.
Yeah, Brian, is this something that we could hopefully one day host the championship?
Yeah, of course. I was in Chicago last year, and it was amazing to see those kids play ball. They're very talented, and, I mean, no pun intended, but they could run circles around me playing basketball for sure. But, yeah, we bid for it this year and lost out to Wichita, but we're real good friends with Will Waller, who's the CEO of the company, and USA Wheelchair Basketball, so hopefully we'll get them in years to come. But we've got a great facility to you know, the 8 basketball court facility right on ground level, so they can roll in and play and have fun. And of course, our community would, you know, love to have them here, and we'd have, you know, all the amenities we have in Rock Hill with the hotels and the partners that we have. It would be a great event.
What about, like, we talk about amenities, we talk about the fact that, yes, it is wheelchair basketball, so you're not going to have the height of someone 6'7 or 7'2. Are there any accommodations made from the, I guess, the perspective of the game?
Yeah, for the younger guys, they lower the basket and make it you know, more fun, more so the kids can be more successful. In reality, we lower the baskets for, you know.
Sure, make it proportion.
That's right. That's right. So they lower the baskets a little bit. And the great thing about our facility is all of our baskets do raise and lower. Mm. So we can bring it down to 8 foot, 8.5 feet for them, and they can roll right in. A lot of the places, like in Chicago when I was there, they had to put on plastic goals on top of the nice goals.
Oh.
So one of the
like,
advantages. Yeah. I was like, hey, you know, my
goal
is, that's right.
Yeah.
My goal is lower.
Where I come from.
So they get to shoot on the real goals. They just, you know, lower.
That's exciting for them.
Really much so. Yeah. All right. So it's called the Queen City Wheelchair Basketball Tournament. It's this Saturday and Sunday on the campus of Winthrop University, Winthrop University's West Center. And Andy Clinton is with Visit York County. And Andy, is this something that folks can come out and check out and see and
absolutely
be part of?
I would love the community to really come out and support these kids. They really work hard. So it's a free event. This is a nonprofit, the Charlotte Rolling Hornets. This is just an opportunity to get the community out there. There are some opportunities to make some donations and things like that. But it's a free event, so we'd love to everybody to come out to the West Center and check it out.
So it's called the Charlotte Rolling Hornets Queen City Wheelchair Basketball Tournament. So does this based out of Charlotte, and we were just able to lure them across the state line? What's the connection between Charlotte, Queen City, and us?
It's me. I'm the queen. Just kidding.
That's your ace in the hole, right?
That's right.
So when she's off, she's actually working for you guys.
There you go. She's here.
Yeah.
Hey, listen.
Helping us out.
That happened. But what is the connection there?
Yeah, so they are affiliated more in the Charlotte area. Okay. Now they do have, you know, there's a limited number of wheelchair basketball teams, so they do have athletes from Columbia, Greenville, all over the Southeast, really. But yeah, they are based out of Charlotte, but they did see, you know, the West Center as well as the new indoor facility. It's a great basketball venue, so they're excited to make their way down here across the border.
And does this tournament work as many tournaments do? There's like a Southeast winner that will then represent Southeast, I guess, in the championship, or if they, the team that wins this tournament, will they face just one other team in the championship, or how does the championship look?
Yeah, so the national championship, it's based on rankings of very similar to how we do it, you know, how the NCAA does it.
Okay.
You play, obviously the champions of these tournaments would go automatically, but they all have rankings of, you know, it might be top 10 in each age group would go, something of that. I'm not sure exactly how it works, but it's not just the winners of each region. It'd be multiple teams.
And they do have, it's one of the reigning champions will be in this tournament. They're from Baltimore, Maryland, so one to keep an eye out on.
And
so,
I will say that the Charlotte Rolling Hornets aren't bad either. I think they won 2 years ago, so it's going to be really good basketball.
Yeah.
It's going to be really good basketball. It's really neat to see.
Do we have any teams here locally?
Well, Charlotte's the closest.
That's,
and I don't know if there are any players.
To.
I don't know, Andy, if you know.
I don't
if any
know if
players
there's any
Rock
players
Hill.
from the Rock Hill area, but they are kind of coming from across both states representing that team.
When you go after an event like this, especially one like the wheelchair basketball tournament, I'm sure you have to show that it is accessible for everyone, right? And I'm sure some facilities, Brian, just as you described, they can make do. But as we are designing buildings now and facilities, we're keeping that more in the front of the idea process versus just the add-on later.
Right. When we were discussing the indoor facility, you know, the Rock Hill Sports and Event Center years ago, we thought about this event, not necessarily this event, but events like this, wheelchair basketball. And we put in elevators, and actually our main floor where the 8 courts are is ground level on one side of the building. So
that's by design.
That's right. Well, it's technically it wasn't because
we
can say it is. Yeah, yeah. But we did think about it. You know, if people parked underneath a low and seam building, there's two elevators, actually three elevators they could ride up. Mm-hmm. And then there's an elevator on the side of the parking deck that they can ride up as well. Mm-hmm. So we try to think of this event specifically because we knew that we wanted to go after it.
Yeah. That is so fantastic. Yeah. Now, is this co-ed or all boys?
Oh,
or
yeah.
So co-ed, boys and girls.
Co-ed. Mm-hmm.
Getting out there.
Yeah, the Charlotte Hornets have one girl that's really, really good.
I bet.
Yeah,
I can't
remember her name, but I'll remember after
she's
this weekend.
She's so fast.
She plays on the – when I went to the National, she played on the – I think she played on three teams. I think she played on the middle school team, she played on the varsity team, and she played on the all-women's team, which was adults.
Wow.
For the national championship.
She can hold her own.
She was very good.
And you can see them in action this Saturday and Sunday. It's called the Queen City Wheelchair Basketball Tournament. It's Saturday and Sunday, November the 9th and the 10th at Winthrop University's West Center. It's free, and they can just check out Visit York County for more details.
Perfect.
Yep. Okay. All right, Andy Clinton with Visit York County, Brian Jones with Rock Hill PRT. Once again, guys, thank you so much for bringing another sports tournament to our area.
Absolutely. Appreciate
thank
it.
Thank you all.
It is 8:19 on this Wednesday, 52 degrees. Let's get a check of that morning commute with Stephen Stone.